The population of the UK is ageing. The first of the baby boomer generation are beginning to draw their pensions. And the number of people over the state pension age is fast overtaking the number of children. One of the consequences of this demographic transformation is a higher instance of the diseases associated with ageing, such as Parkinson's, Huntington's, and Alzheimer's. The implications for the country in terms of lost productivity and costs of caring are wide-reaching. The impact on the individuals affected can be devastating.
And so as we build up our story of how we're going to actually move forward with transplants...
Dr. Roger Barker from the University of Cambridge is developing new ways to treat these neurodegenerative disorders. Reporter Fred Dove went to meet him.
One is you can think about trying to actually get the brain to repair itself using some innate processes, switching on endogenous neural precursor cells, which we will come back to. That, of course, presupposes that they exist and that they also exist in the site of the primary pathology.
I'm Dr. Roger Barker. I am a reader in clinical neuroscience at the University of Cambridge and an honorary consultant neurologist at Annan Brookes Hospital. My main area of interest is in Parkinson's and Huntington's disease, two degenerative diseases of the brain. We spend time trying to understand those diseases at the clinical level, as well as trying to devise new treatments by which we can help patients with those disorders, in particular thinking of ways to try and repair the brain. The problem with Parkinson's and Huntington's disease is that neither of these disorders can be cured. We have drug treatments which can help certain aspects of the condition, more for Parkinson's than Huntington's disease. But despite using those drug therapies, patients sadly progress over years. And so trying to develop new ways by which we can arrest the disease process or repair the damage which has gone on would actually offer patients a much greater hope that we would have a cure or something which would prolong the good period they have with their condition.
Huntington's and Parkinson's disease both involve the steady loss of vital brain cells called neurons. Roger Barker's work focuses on what are called cell therapies, treatments that help the brain by replacing these lost cells. One way to do this is to transplant new cells into the affected brain. Another is to encourage the brain to repair itself, for example, by stimulating the brain's stem cells, cells which have the capacity to grow into many different types of cell and replace those that have been lost.
The history of cell therapies in the nervous system actually is over 100 years old. So the very first experiments done to try and put tissue into the brain and see if it would survive were done actually in the 1890s. But the modern era of brain repair in terms of using cells to repair animal models of neurological condition has really only been around for 30 years. So it was in the late 1970s, early 1980s, that it was first demonstrated that cell therapies could rescue discrete lesions in experimental animal models of neurological disease.
And after 30 years, how close today are you to any major breakthrough? It seems such a complex field that a breakthrough doesn't seem very likely imminently.
The field over the last 30 years since those initial breakthroughs has sort of waxed and waned. Initial experimental work led on to the first clinical trials in 1980, and then during the 1990s there was great optimism in the field because cell therapies seemed to be working. And there was a great sense that as we moved into the 21st century, this would become much more mainline therapy, that the issues to do with whether this type of treatment would work had been resolved. Then, in the early part of this century, we had two negative trials. That has set the field back a long way, because there is a perception that actually this type of approach doesn't really have any merit. Despite that, if you like, pessimism by many people, the work on stem cells has grown exponentially over the last decade with the expectation that they will go into the clinic. And so there is this tension between the rather checkered history of neural transplantation, cell therapies, particularly in Parkinson's disease, and the enormous hype and expectations of stem cells. And my own view is that those two will come together over the next decade, that it's very optimistic to believe that when you take new experimental therapies into the clinic, they're going to work first time. I think if you get encouraging individual cases, assuming that they've been properly controlled and followed up, that gives you a proof of concept that this approach can work. The real challenge is trying to get that to work consistently and robustly, and actually for it to be useful to significant numbers of people to an extent that is greater than any other therapy we have out there. You can see it's not an easy problem, because if the brain was good at doing it, we would be out of business because we wouldn't have any diseases to treat.
Roger Barker's group are also working towards a better overall understanding of the different types of Parkinson's and Huntington's, and how the diseases progress. Dr. Caroline Williams-Gray is a specialist registrar in neurology at Addenbrooke's Hospital. She also works with Roger Barker as a clinical research fellow at the university's Centre for Brain Repair.
My research was looking particularly at clinical variability in Parkinson's disease, and I had a particular focus on the cognitive problems, so the memory and thinking problems in Parkinson's disease. And what we were able to do is establish just how common dementia was in Parkinson's disease, and we were able to identify some risk factors for dementia. So we found that a couple of very simple tests that can be done at the time a patient's diagnosed will tell us whether or not they're likely to dement.
Claire Cleland has just completed a PhD with Roger Barker. Her research focuses on adult neurogenesis, or the development of new adult brain cells, and the role these cells play in mental processes. The fact that adult neurogenesis happens at all was only established in the last 20 years. Previously, it was thought the brain cells we're born with were all we'd ever have.
Understanding the brain's probably the next big frontier in terms of science, and the area with the greatest mysteries still left. And in terms of the relevance to people, neurodegeneration is, a huge aspect of a dysfunction in the brain, and trying to understand that could massively improve lives.
At the moment, there are about 120,000 people with Parkinson's disease in the UK. However, as the population ages, the disorder is becoming more and more common. In the face of this demographic time bomb, the work at the Centre for Brain Repair takes on a particular urgency.
We used to think that Parkinson's disease was essentially just a movement disorder and caused problems with slowness and stiffness and problems with tremor and difficulty walking. But actually, one of the major problems for patients as time goes on in the disease is the dementia. And it's only in recent years that we've really understood how important it is in the disease. And that's the major risk factor for nursing home placement in these patients. So it has really important implications socially for them and also in terms of health economics.
Do you personally feel that by the end of your career there might be answers that you're looking for now, given it's so complex, given the brain is so complex, given how, from case to case there are such great differences? Do you think there will be answers within our lifetime?
Yeah, it might be a bit naive, but I think there's great strides being made, and some answers will come. Obviously, it's a complex process, so it might take quite a while, but I'm optimistic in my lifetime that I'll see cures to some of these diseases and answers to some of these questions.
When it comes to the question of whether cell therapies might actually be able to cure neurodegenerative disease, Roger Barker believes it's more a case of alleviating certain symptoms.
It's never going to be a cure, because in order to cure the condition, you have to stop the pathogenic process. Now, if you can bypass it by repairing all the bits of the brain that have been affected by the disease process, all well and good. But the expectation that you can genuinely do that with cells, given a greater understanding of the diffuse pathology across the brain in these disorders, I think is naive and wrong. I think all we can ever hope to do is actually treat the core problems and make patients much better. And some people will say, well, that's not really very good. But if you look at people with Parkinson's disease and you replace the missing chemical with drugs, such as the dopamine loss with levodopa, patients do fantastically well. And I've never met a patient yet who would say, I don't really want that treatment because it's not helping me. They get terrific benefit from it.
Roger Barker is careful to stress his work is not a miracle cure. However, he and his team at the Centre for Brain Repair have helped identify important genetic risk factors for Parkinson's and are making real progress in understanding the potential of cell therapies to repair the brain. Neural transplantation trials with patients suffering from Parkinson's are ongoing, and one of the very first trials with patients who have Huntington's is currently underway. Even more importantly, perhaps, the centre is acting as a research hub, coordinating the efforts of scientists across the US, Canada and Europe, and strengthening the fight against neurodegenerative disease.
The next question we have to ask is, what is the best cell therapy that we can offer to repair the brain in these individuals?
I'd like people to go away from any talks that we give with the idea that cell therapies do have a future and have something to offer in neurodegenerative disorders, that they are not a cure, that the problems which have been there in the field in the past in terms of trials have explanations, and that a quick fix, which is what people are always hoping for, is not straightforward. And the analogy I always use is to go back to the origins of any field of transplantation. So organ transplantation, if you look at the early studies on organ transplantation, It wasn't just that the patients didn't do very well, they died. And if we had taken the stand, which we seem to take nowadays with neural transplantation, and say, well, actually, you should have cured it by now, we'd applied the same criteria with organ transplants, we would not have the successful transplant programs we have nowadays.
And with that, I will conclude and will be happy to take any questions on any aspect of this presentation.
That was Dr. Roger Barker, reader in clinical neuroscience at the University of Cambridge, ending that report from Fred Dove.